Let's Talk Movies. And dropping in for a guest appearance is RNZ producer Ali Ventura. Hello.
Kia ora.
What have you been to see?
I went to see Spider-Man on the weekend.
Why do they make so many Spider-Man movies?
Well, I actually looked this up because I was kind of interested in that as well. And because I always thought that Marvel always had the rights and I wasn't sure about who had the rights to what. And, you know, there's been how many different kind of iterations of all these Spider-Man movies. So the first one was in 2012 with Tobey Maguire. Iconic.
Yeah, it was
you
a
know,
good one.
Looking back on them.
The upside down kiss.
Yeah, have you watched them since?
No, I saw Spider-Man 2 because my friend was in it. And I went into Hollywood and to see my friend just to stay with him and he was filming it. So I went onto the set and watched
Amazing.
It. It was really cool, yeah. So but I had an attachment to that one.
The second one, it's truly awful. I mean, I went back and watched it.
The second Tobey Maguire one?
Yeah. It's still truly awful, though.
Who's the villain in that?
That's the Octo one, I think, isn't it?
Yeah.
And but anyway, I did look up to see why, and it's apparently so. When they first, you know, Marvel had the rights, but Marvel wasn't very big then. It wasn't really a big deal, and so they sold them to Sony Pictures, and so that's when they. So that was after Peter Parker and all that, and so then they came up with the Amazing Spider-Man with Andrew Garfield, and that was a bit of a different take. It was younger again, and then they instead of having MJ as the love interest, they had Gwen Stacy, and they had plans to have many more movies. But by this time, Marvel was massive. And they were like, actually, why don't we bring them back into our universe? But that means, of course, that we need to reboot it a final time. So then they rebooted it again with Tom Holland.
Okay, so they are competing sort of franchises, really.
Well, they are, but they're all kind of owned by the same people. So the DC universe, that Spider-Man was going to be in the DC universe. They had all these plans. Sony had these plans to put them in that universe. Mm. And so they're all kind of owned by the same company, but they are competing in a way.
Okay.
So then, but then Marvel, of course, became such a huge powerhouse after Iron Man and the Avengers and all that. They said, actually, we want to bring them back in. And it also, and obviously Sony went, Oh, yeah, that's where the money is.
Okay.
And so they came back.
And so you attended a viewing of the new Spider-Man movie recently.
Spider-Man Far From Home. And, I mean, it was last Sunday and it was absolutely pouring down, much like today. And we stupidly went and watched it, came right home and then watched another movie, which was not a great idea. And we watched Us and it was just like a horror movie. So we kind of forgot that we watched it and then... a few days later, we were like, oh, we even saw that. We were just like, actually, that was really good. You know?
So you didn't give yourself the processing time that you need after a movie. Just kind of sit with it and then work out what you think of it.
And then I started thinking back to it and I was with my flatmates and because we all saw it together and I sort of said, and we started sharing the things that we loved about it. And so I must say, you know, it is the Tom Holland, Spider-Man, Tom Holland, the youngest one, is fantastic. I mean, Homecoming, the first one, was so fun and it was so funny. And
So this is the second Tom Holland one.
This is the second Tom Holland one. And the big thing about this is that this comes after Avengers Endgame, which was massive. I talked to you about Endgame before it came out. Yeah, no, I came on here. Do you remember?
Oh, yeah, to tell me why it was such a big deal.
Yeah. And so...
I just mentioned that because sometimes Ellie has to give me little pep talks before the show to explain pop culture to me.
Yeah, this was in front of other people.
Yeah, okay.
So I will say I won't give out spoilers for Spider-Man Far From Home, but if you're listening and you haven't watched Endgame, there will be some spoilers. So with that in mind, Endgame was... obviously huge and it was very emotional. And this is where the spoiler alert comes in. Tony Stark, who plays Iron Man, he dies in it. And so he was the mentor for Tom Holland Spider-Man. They were very close in the first one, all the way through the Avengers. And so this really was... oh, well, I was unsure how they were going to handle it. Like, is this going to be really sad? Is it going to be kind of a down buzz? You know, he's a young kid who just lost someone.
Yeah.
You know, it's really hard. And it was. There was, you know, it was really emotional. And there was parts where you were like, oh, that's really sad. However, I do think that it was the perfect thing to watch after Endgame. You know, because we all had a bit of Marvel and superhero fatigue a little bit because it was so much ramping up to Endgame. But actually, it was the perfect kind of... of thing to watch after it, and was probably one of the first films I've seen since watching Avengers Endgame.
Yeah.
And it was because it was funny, and it was a sort of perfect send off to Tony, and it was also really good to know what how Spider-Man was feeling, because when you're watching Endgame, your heart breaks for him because he's this young kid who's lost someone.
He was already a character without a father figure, right?
Yes.
Because he was raised by his
Aunt May.
Aunt and aunt and uncle, and then the uncle dies quite early in the origin story, right?
So that's in the origin story. In this one, they don't go through Uncle Ben dying all over again. It's just him and Aunt May, played by Marissa Tomei, who is amazing.
Yeah,
she's so fun. And so I think the best thing, I mean, you know, when with Avengers and with Marvel, is that they cast extremely well. They've made some great decisions with casting, and I think that is absolutely true in Spider-Man Far From Home as well. So, like I said, Tom Holland is so charming, and he's awkward and has that vulnerability, and that is very alluring to watch. But I think in this one, I saw someone, I know you hate Stranger Things and I keep bringing it up, but I saw someone write something that said the thing with Stranger Things and with Spider-Man Far From Home is that they let kids be kids.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what it is in this.
So how old is Tom Holland meant to be in that?
They're meant to be about 16, I believe.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
That is young.
Yeah.
I mean, that's way younger than Tobey Maguire.
Yeah.
Because isn't he like a photographer for the newspaper or something?
Yeah, he is. So this one is high school, and it might be 17.
Yeah.
But he is sort of, and even though Tom Holland at this point, because he's been in them for, the kind of the same age for a few movies, he's probably in his 20s now, but they still have that kind of, that charm of being teens. And when I was watching it, I just thought, I have to do a few shout-outs to the cast. So the ones that I really loved, the gang that they have, so his high school friends. So this is Zendaya plays, I guess, his love interest. Well, she plays MJ. So if you know anything about Spider-Man, you know that his love interest is MJ. But they're, they're classmates, and played by Zendaya. And it's amazing because she is very sort of monotone and wiser than her years, but she has some of the best lines. And the great thing about it is she's never the damsel in distress. So totally moves away from that, which in the other Spider-Man movies, it was always like the woman basically being like, save me, Spider-Man.
Yeah. Stuck with some dropkick boyfriends.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. And they were all, I mean, Tobey Maguire, kind of dorky. But anyway, and in this one, he's still got his friend Ned, and Ned is hilarious and so fun. And they've brought a few of the characters who are kind of outside in the first one. They've brought them closer in and given them more screen time. So there's a girl named Betty who kind of did the school announcements in the first one. And in this one, she plays a much bigger role. And honestly, she was so witty.
It's so
and
funny
charming.
To think of Spider-Man as like an ensemble high school movie.
It is. It's like watching a high school movie, and it's like almost a team drama, but with superheroes in it. And speaking of superheroes, I can't forget Jake Gyllenhaal is in this. And so Jake Gyllenhaal, I mean, he's meant to be in the Marvel Universe. He slots in so well. He's kind of, I mean, it's a big task to try and be Robert Downey Jr. And they're not trying to force him into that role, but he plays it a little bit. You know, he becomes the, he's very warm with Tom Holland, Peter Parker. And they have this rapport and this camaraderie, and it's really sweet. And in terms of the storyline, like there are more twists than I expected. You know, you think you've, when you're watching a movie and you're going, oh yeah, okay, I know what's going to happen. They did twist it around, and there was a little bit of, so they're kind of playing with reality a little bit, which visually is very cool. So you don't really know what's happening because you can't tell if it's real or if it's not. But also, I think, is somewhat of a nod to maybe the world that we're living in right now. There's even at the end, there's a deep fake video, something that's obviously been altered and puts Spider-Man in kind of a bad light. So, and Jake Gyllenhaal within that, he plays Mysterio, and who's this sort of superhero helping Spider-Man fight this creature, which is literally like earth, wind, fire and water, which, spider webs aren't really great in attacking that. So, overall, overall, I'd have to say I really loved the movie. I don't know if it had quite as many laughs as the first one, but considering what happened in Endgame, that's to be expected.
Ali Ventura, thank you very much for the review. Glad you enjoyed it. Spider-Man Far From Home was the movie. Thanks for coming in.
Anytime.